that's a little bit different. You wouldn't think so at first glance. Is that we take black fire in the hell, one of my big cautions. But you always send it, you never take it. The process of the invocation we're going to do, we'll show you exactly how to do that. The work file that we have is a very easily find and replace. You just save another copy of it. Well, whoever you're after, so you can keep track of what you did to the Democrats, the Republicans, the devils, whichever jackass you decide to get. Alright, that's right, please. And just do a find and replace on it, and then you've got the whole process again. Simple here, sir. Oh, okay. Empty section two or two, huh? Pardon me? In for the second tour or two, huh? Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, we're waiting to see if anybody else shows up. We'll give them another couple of minutes. If they can read up before you, my time.
I've been wanting to talk to you, but I've been having problems trying to get a hold of you because most of the time I just start crying and I just gotta stop. But I'm gonna sign the paper to get the house back to the bank, which means she's gotta move out. She's probably gonna take Adam to New York.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And even though I can technically stop her from moving out of state, I don't want to. If you understand where I'm coming from, because I hardly see him at all anymore anyway, unless he wants something like graduating from a grade or his birthday or something special. But he's a good boy, but he's got a lot of her programming in him. I've been doing my best to get rid of her, but it's just
you have to have a very clear process and a clear mind to do that, babe. Doesn't surprise me if you're having a bit of problem with it. Anyhow, I hear something thrashing around in the background on somebody's phone. Who's that?
I don't know. Let me shut the other bedroom door. My lady girl that takes care of me, she's the one that brought me to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She does my checkbook, pays the bill. She checks this and checks that. She's been very good, even though she's a fucking race mixer. She's got a half-breed son. She's a boy.
We got to get rid of that out of the people. We really do.
That's
a serious detriment to everybody.
Yeah.
But we'll get it. It'll come. We're getting good results out of
I haven't done anything to her to right now because she has helped me, even though she's been stealing some of my drugs or taking some of my drugs.
I still hear thrashing around in the background. I just love Bell General. Let me put this down. I'll be with you in a minute. Okay.
Myself on mute. I'm putting myself back on mute. I don't think it's me.
No, it ain't, huh? That background noise screws up the recordings for people that try to listen later.
Which, by the way, they've already been started.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine, Dave. Well, we'll talk about this when we get a chance.
I know, but why can I still talk when I got it on mute?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with your phone.
Maybe it's not on your phone there, Dave. Maybe if try putting your hand over the speaker, that might help if there's any background noise.
Over the mouthpiece?
Yeah. Try to keep your hand over it.
That much noise here.
Seems to be about right.
Is it better yet?
Yep, that seems to be it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm below the dishwasher, sorry.
Several miles. some 30 minutes of advance in order to present Brigadier Malone with inaccurate information. Brigadier Malone was read the results at 3 minutes post-draw and about an hour prior to actual, and the JED would skew those results by at least one number. I spent the remainder of the night ensuring my own accuracy of the activity, gathering potential combat intelligence, and consulting with my colleague Horstman as to my alternatives. As all true and righteous superiors are aware, sufficient damage to a spirit can result in instant parallel damage to the physical body. As those who've seen me after such engagements can duly testify, it is that point of spiritual impact equals physical damage that all occurrence must be aware to fully understand this engagement between myself, my command, my fellow horsemen, and the Nepal. Accounts of my previous engagements will be posted as soon as they can be scripted and within the priorities of this holy order. They're all available in the Akashic Records for those who want to view them in all their details. Long story made short, during an exchange the night of 7 to 8 July 2010, I knocked the living hell out of Jose, second in command to Yahweh or Yahweh, with a very short call in the middle, to the point he's been transported for extensive medical and restorative treatment. He will survive, but he cannot return to duty. I took him apart at the seams with one smack. Now, I've continued my vengeance at each and every episode against me. Any and all occurrence, my efforts and endeavors with respect to my holy commission. This is keeping with the righteous powers and holy authorities vested in me by unright and honorable duty. My office and title of Avenger predates Moses and Moses the Nepal. Now, you're going to ask, what the hell's it did? Well, I want everybody to do some research about that. The Jinn is an ancient Mesopotamian and Egyptian device of the Nephilim, and they're found in paintings all over the place and carvings in both areas, with priests moving them. Now, that eliminates the claim that they're a myth, as nobody can move a myth, and the cost of carving and painting in those days prohibited for the hell of its production. Nobody just made a sketch or a comic strip. Now, we'll get into that a hell of a lot deeper subject session for subsequent sessions, if I live to the level. Now, a JED is a very high-tech Nephilim device, and it's used for everything from audio and video snooping to instant punishment. Its other capabilities include anti-gravity, precision machining with at least laser beams, and possibly water jet cutting, opening a huge set of questions and answers with respect to the mining and communications, which we see all over the West out here. To my knowledge, there are no jets anywhere on the planet or in it, but there are several, how many I don't know, fully cloaked and in orbit around the Earth with spares and replacements, stored and maintained on or in the moon. For all intents and purposes, we the Akurians are at open war with the Nephilim, with the sole and exclusive exception of that mighty, righteous, and honorable house of Horus. Thus, we need to use black fire in the hell, something that can be both dangerous and infinitely destructive. And now to the Democrat Communists. We're going to learn how to do this by practicing on the Democrat. In order to gain experience, we're going to take the Democrat Party at the scene due to their absolute preference for total global enslavement via Marxism, Communism, Fascism, Socialism, Progressivism, and all other such damnations and high treasons against the Constitution. And we're going to concentrate more on the Democrat Party between now and the November general election than the Nephilim as a matter of imminent priority. The Nephilim will still be there. but we have to turn this planet while we can. Those of you that can open the Word file I sent, everybody yesterday will see that there is an NIS lesser than and an SPK lesser than marked at the beginning of each paragraph. The INS indicates instructions not to be spoken during the invocation, and the SPK indicates the actual invocation that must be spoken. So when you're doing these on your own, you'll know which words to leave out. This is still an incomplete invocation of truth, and is a lot more extensive than everything we've viewed before, and the word file can be edited via cut and paste as we reset the future priorities and targets. Yes, with proper cautions in place, you may use this invocation for personal objectives, revenge, etc. But remember, I said with proper cautions. That means no half-con jackassing. Those cautions will be given and explained as we do a run-through. This invocation is not some ritualistic soap opera. It can and does carry some very extreme penalties. You do not venture into the depths of hell with this procedure, but you do send a selected target, a specific body of light modified for the purpose, and what fire into the uttermost depths. The binding, when done properly, is a permanent testimony of the target, whether it's an organization, a person, a church, a religion, or just a philosophy. Now, occurrence, do not attempt to use this invocation against anybody who either has a holy seal or is under the protection or authority of someone who does. It'll backfire with more fury than you can imagine. Everyone else, tattoos, hallelujah, half-wits, programmed idiots, especially those on government payroll, are welcome to attempt anything they want with this invocation, as it'll literally rip them apart and the damn socialists agenda with them. Now, for those who want to ride instead of hammer, just go mute on your phone if you have one, or just listen very intently. You do not have to do this. Just read with it. I will open the door for questions from time to time, and all questions are open to all, as this is a training session. But please do not interrupt when we're in the midst of an invocation. Now, this invocation, in this one, you will send black fire into hell. Never descend into hell with black fire attached to your presence. Never. You make a specific body of light for yourself, and another specific body of light to send into hell, loaded with black fire and the masters of your intent. The first body of light is for your protection, and you're going to clean it once you get through. The second one goes into hell, and it stays there. So you don't make it out of yourself. Aquarians, do not attempt to use this invocation against anyone, either with a holy seal, or under the protection, or authority of anyone that has a holy seal. Now repeat that warning twice. So anybody that gets their ass in a world of trouble from disobeying it, I am not going to bail you out, and nobody else can. Now, I will note as we go, instruction or speak. When we must speak, do so silently, for this is a training session only. Do it within your mind. You don't need to word it out. If you got your mute on, you can. It's perfectly all right, as long as your mute is on. Once you've been through the drill and have all the questions and answers clear in your mind, you may do either as it suits you, silent or aloud. As mentioned before, until I open the floor for questions, please do not interrupt. Now, are there any questions?
Should we run to our person we want to go after? Should we tell you?
In some cases, but that's after we get through this training. You've got someone you need to take hell out of tomorrow. In some cases, and you'll know, if there's a question in your mind, if that one is obvious enough that you should ask me. I'd rather you would ask me, and it amounts to nothing, than you not ask me, thinking it would be silly or something, and create a disaster of magnificent proportions. So, if there's somebody that you want to put the hammer to, and there's a question in your mind at all, then talk to me.
My ex-wife, sir.
But otherwise, no. No problem. Okay, any other questions?
Hey, Bobby. With those connected to the night, would they have a...
I didn't understand your question. I need you to sort it a little bit.
With those connected to the night, the Catholic Church, would they have a seal of protection?
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the only people that have seals of protection are proven knowers.
Okay.
The rest of us, that are running the comet, that are here without seals, are under our protection. Nobody else. Now, I have proven knowers out in the world, yet. And when they run across this, they'll know what the hell to do, no problem. But the Knights of Columbus, Masonic Lodge, Knights of 50th, Temple Israel, not a one. Matter of fact, I want them to use this. It'll save me a hell of a lot of trouble in getting rid of them later. Okay, we're going to have Shiloh read the invocation. I will read the instructions. And, Shiloh, have you got your screen ready?
I sure do.
Okay. You can open.
Ron Keslata is now Rosat.
Instruction. Now, Aquarians, prepare yourself a body of light and stand it before you. Damn it. That's good. Get it back down. Now we're going to charge your body of light. Follow Shiloh as you get ready to ascend the heavens and just repeat what she says once you're there in each of the planes. See.
Father. Astera. Astera. Idea. Karma, Asana, Akasha, Air, Fire, Water, Earth.
Now you'll note that you just charged your body in the highest plane, Asana, with the great elements and including Akasha. That's critical if you're going to handle black fire and take it into hell. Okay, Aturians, now descend. Speak.
Asana, Akarma, Idea, Estera, Hastera, Hathor.
Instruction. Now send your body of light as an angel standing in the sun and charge it with all the sun energies, burn off any remaining negatives. And that's right, it is on the other side of the earth. And I have a siren within 5 miles of my dog. Get concert every time there's a siren. Everybody hold on now. Now. Your body of light to the center of the sun with either hand, whichever you choose, squeeze a handful of black fire, taking as little as a hard clenched fist will contain. Stick your hand in there and squeeze it. need very much black fire for anything. And now with the smallest amount of black fire you can hold, return trailing a sun link that fills your whole body of light and attach it to your physical body. You do that by just catching. Now keep that body of light within you. Keep that black fire in your hand. You'll make another body of light, turn it into a body of damnation, send it into hell with its contents to remain forever. We'll do that in a few minutes. Alright, this is the beginning of the invocation of truth. See?
By the righteous powers and holy authorities of my own I Am Conscious, I, Shalom, a proven knower of the great testimony, servant of Supreme Lord of all High Lords, Elaku Alaha Asher High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, call forth and summon all the energies, forces, powers, authorities, frequencies, and momentums of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth, in all creation, from all the holy realms of all the heavens above all the earths, from all the realms of all the earths, from all the depths beneath all the earths, and all eight divine winds thereof. Here and now, come forth into my presence, do my bidding, and you shall deny me not. I summon Archangel Raphael, the east wind Abelokis, the serpent wind Uriah, the Ira, the Haliel, and Holy Sarabotis. I summon Archangel Michael, south wind Note, the serpent wind Lipe, Napriel, and Holy Yehoram. I summon Archangel Gabriel, the west wind Zephyrus, the servant wind Skyron, Aniel, and Holy Hamon. I summon Archangel Uriel, the north wind Boris, the servant wind Tychias, Beli, and Holy Forlock. I summon Archangel Remiel, ruler of all the binding of all the heavens above all the earths, and in all the earths, and in all the depths beneath all the earths. I summon Archangel Raoul, ruler of the loosening in all the heavens above all the earths, and in all the earths, and in all the depths beneath all the earths. I summon Archangel Zerachiel, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generation, communicator between the holy ark and the ark of the covenant of the Most High, servant of the Most High, Lord God of all creation, and the first I Am. I summon Ben-Nez, guard of the main gates of the east wind, Truel, guard of the main gates of the west wind, Juliel, guard of the main gates of the south wind, Albin, guard of the main gates of the north wind, Yoduka. I require all of you here and now to hear and immediately cause to be manifest in earth my commands, and you shall deny me not. All blessings of the Most High be upon true and righteous Akurians.
Instructions. Akurians, make a new body of light, not out of yourself, just out of the energies, and insert the black fire you retrieve into it, and declare it then and there to become a body of damnation. Now you can edit the Centaur preamble earlier, anytime in the future. Now charge the body of damnation. Speak.
Akasha, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all room to exist, together with all life, comforts,
pleasures, and accomplishments. They shall not exist in asana, akarma, idea, hystera, hastera, hathor, or earth. Air, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all motion in all the earths and in all the heavens above all the earths, and stop and find them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earths, Theros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Halea, Capernaum, and Perdidon. Fire, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all expansion in all the earths and in all the depths above all the earths, and expand and find them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earths, Theros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Halea, Capernaum, and Perdidon. Water, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all control in all the earths and in all the heavens above all the earths, and control and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earths, Theros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Halea, Capernaum, and Perdidon. Earth, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all manifestation in all the earths and in all the heavens above all the earths, and manifest and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earths, Theros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Halea, Capernaum, and Perdidon. East wind Apollotis, servant wind Iria, south wind Note, servant wind Lipe, west wind Zephyrus, servant wind Styron, north wind Boreas, servant wind Titius. We, the righteous sons and daughters of Acuria, command you to take all motion, momentum, heat, expansion, control, hope, communication, understanding, credibility, sympathies, money, power, influences, and any and all success from any and all minds, consciousnesses, souls, and spirits of United States Democrat sympathy or persuasion, including actual or potential Democrat voter, associate or supporter, open or secret, and to direct all such energies and forces into an immediate manifestation of complete destruction thereof. Come now to me, all forces, energies, powers, authorities, thoughts and endeavors of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, and be you bound in the entirety of your essence.
Instruction. Now you can put extra targets here if you got a shopping list. You can really do a list on this, but I would observe a limit because you can just overload your own energy and not get a damn thing done. Now, you insert all these gathered energies that you just called up into that standing body of light. Just sweep them in there and find them there forever, making both into a body of damnation. Then invoke this body of light and its content. Think.
All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, come now to me, for you are called to my judgment. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are not worthy to continue upon the earth, nor in any realm of comfort. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, abomination you have practiced and abomination you shall receive. Here and now, winds of Perdeton, black flames of Perdeton, death of Perdeton, agony of Perdeton, infect and spoil these three of evil, like unto yourself, and spare some not. Spirits of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul winds of Perdeton from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all socialist deprivations you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul winds of Perdeton waken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul winds of Perdeton. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your intestines shall revile you, and you shall never again know peace. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul black flames of Perdeton from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all agonies of poverty, deprivation, and desecration, including all deaths, injuries, suffering, and all socialist enslavements you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul black flames of Perdeton weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul black flames of Perdeton. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your body shall revile you, and you shall never again know any comfort. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul death of Kurt Eaton from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce or remove, and all agonies of death, injury, trauma, and hardship of anyone and everyone, including all military and paramilitary you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul wind of Perdita weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. Your decisions shall turn against you in all fury, and you shall not prevail nor succeed in anything. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul death of Perdita. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your consciousness shall revile you, and you shall never again know anything of worth or value. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul agony of Perdita, from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all agonies of disease, plague, famine, poverty, deprivation, desecration, and socialism you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul agony of Perdita weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. Your treasons shall turn against you in all fury, and you shall not prevail nor succeed in anything. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul agony of Perdita. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your consciousness shall revile you, and you shall never again know anything of worth or value. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. All socialism and socialists of the Democrat Party, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous, so you have been adjudicated and found guilty. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are not worthy to continue upon earth, nor in any realm of stability, for there is neither decency nor righteousness in you. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, abomination you have practiced and abomination you shall receive. Here and now, winds of Perdita, black flames of Perdita, Perdeaton, agony of Perdeaton, infest, infect, spoil, and consume, be free of evil, like unto yourselves, and spare them not. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, go now from me, for you are sentenced and cursed to hell by my judgment. Guardian winds of hell, attend me that none in this body of damnation escape. Black flames of hell, do my thing and burn all this body of damnation. Death, come and obey me and slay all in this body of the damned. Agony of hell, go where I send you and consume all in this body of the damned. You shall deny me not.
Instruction. Now, from where you are, do not follow it. Lower this body of the damned to a burden. One shot. Bang, it's down there, one step above the deep, and invoke. Think.
Perdition, surrender yourself to my command. Open your endless depths. Winds of Perdition, black flames of Perdition, death of Perdition, agony of Perdition, come forth in great quantity and resign yourself to my command. Now, winds of Perdition, black flames of Perdition, death of Perdition, agony of Perdition, spare not this body of damnation and venture not anywhere else until all shall escape. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Most High, with the name of the Most High upon him. Elaku Alaha Asher High. I have spoken it, and the main gates of hell are forever closed and locked and shall not attempt against it.
And that was a good shot. Instructions. Now we're going to recharge your internal body of light. When you go up, do not secure black fire. Just go up and do exactly as we tell you. Okay, speak.
Father, Hestera, Hestera, Idea, Hakarma, Hasana, Akasha, air, fire, water, earth.
Friends, now get ready to descend. Speak.
Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hestera, Hastera, Hathor, assume they are Humunga.
Okay, now you can put that body of light in your own body, temp, tighten it, and you're free and clear. That one, hell of an invocation. Now, are there any questions?
Good job, Tom.
Yes, that was. That was a hell of a job.
Excellent.
I feel like I lost about 5 pounds.
Yeah. Well, these things do take a little bit out of you. But that's all right. But what we take out of them, I'll treat them an atom for a ton and a half any time. Does everybody have it clear now? When you're taking hell down, you always charge the body of light up in the Zana, even with the great elements. Then when you get ready to send it, once you've loaded it with whatever, heaven cannot help those people. You send it directly to the furnace. You do not go down with it. You do not walk down. Now there's sometimes that you will want to be able to walk down, but never with black fire in your presence. Never. You send it down to a burden, and from there you invoke it into Perdition.
everybody knows everything. I'll talk them well, I guess. Okay, we're going to take on the Nephilim. We're going to teach you how to do the Nephilim. I'll just edit this thing. And that's how we're going to do the Nephilim. But we're going to call them up as spirits like we did before, in between our hands, and then insert them in that body of light that we're going to make into a body of damnation for them. Don't anybody tweak their nose in the meantime. Leave alone. Right now you can put any part of it you want into the Democrat Party, any communist, specifically those that are running for American office. I don't care about tax. They're not going to elect him to the House of Representatives or the Senate. So, lose people to hell alone, time being. Concentrate on our own problem. We need to clean up our own house. And we start that by getting rid of the goddamn communists. The biggest batch of them in government right now are all Democrats. There are a few rhinos, to be sure. We will get them in time. If we stay on the Democrats, and I'm going to revise this thing a little bit as the elections go, we will clean house in November and catch everybody looking. But you can't believe the media. And we're going to make it so damned overwhelming that anybody that gets caught doing vote fraud, somebody is just going to take them out and leave them laying in a ditch with no evidence. And that's exactly what they need. Any questions? Okay. As soon as we can, I will get a edited copy out to those of you that can't download the Word files yet. I will just print it and mail it to you. So if you get something that looks crazy in the mail, it's from us. So that you can, and I'll leave blanks in it where you can put in your own names as you go. You'll know who. And we'll go from there. But a hell of a session, kids. One hell of a session. That one is the second hit today, and I don't think the Democrat Party can survive that. I really don't. Watch for handprints in the papers and the news and what have you all this week, because it will be hell to pay. Anybody got a specific?
How many people are intending tonight to do this?
Well,
I'm just curious, sir.
Seven that I know of.
Seven, okay.
Doesn't take very many occurrences when we're all on the same page.
Correct.
Do we do the same process with the Nephilim?
Yes. But I'll send you a script on it. Don't tamper with the Nephilim in the meantime. We'll give you some history. I want you to look up that Jed, that D-J-E-D. And when you check Egypt, you're going to find that the earlier of the tombs that they have the paintings, you'll see these Jeds on the wall, part of the wall painting. These are the earliest, regardless of what they're telling you. The Nephilim started distorting the information thousands of years ago, in case you're interested. D as in dog, J as in Jim, E as in Edward, but D as in dog. It's also spelled Ted, T-E-T, like Tom Edward Tom. There are paintings of them, carvings of them, and assorted bits. They're also an element in the Egyptian hieroglyphs.
the fact that they tell you that it's the backbone of Osiris is just so much horseshit. Because if you look at the paintings in the Egyptian tombs, in between the plates, and that's what it looks like. It's got 4, 5, 6, up to 8 plates, like a stack of records, with a little peak-type thing on the top, and an upside-down funnel for a skirt on the bottom. But if you look at that thing painted, in some of them you'll see a set of eyes, and they're not eyes of horse. So this predates the birth of Horus. The next thing, you'll find that sometimes there'll be a set of arms. Look at how the arms are situated. Because a set of arms, like if you were standing and put your arms straight out and then moved them up at 45 degree angle, that would be called a KA. It's where we get our letter K from. But it represents the physical arms looking straight out and the spiritual arms standing up at 45 degrees, which was one of their practices. And when you see the Ka, the arms by themselves, that's a Ka. Pay attention to it. And you'll see that they have a jet painted with these arms on it. So it had a lot of duty. And there's pictures of priests moving them and what have you. So they were physical pieces of equipment on the planet at one time. They come in a lot of sizes, depending on the black box, for the want of a better term, to tell what its mission was. The eyes, of course, meant that it could see, which meant we have a remote television camera, what it would amount to. Or they were all encased in these jet units, because the jet does a lot of things. If you've seen some of those magnificent video shots of the dancers, competition dancers and such, the Olympics, and the dance competitions, and ball games, what have you, races, you'll see that the camera angle, there's no way they can have a tower there. Well, that's a flying camera. Well, that's what this thing was, except that he used anti-gravity to do it. Didn't use a set of silent helicopter blades. But check that thing out so you can get an idea. This was something that the dead made, and for all intents and purposes, when they got off the planet, they took all their technology with them. Now think about that. There were flying saucers that shot down the wall of Tyre for Alexander to take the city. That's right. And it's reported in both sets of reports from the survivors of Tyre and in Alexander's records. They didn't know where the hell it came from, I don't suppose, but they were there. Flying saucers shot down the wall so that Alexander could take the city of Tyre. Well, pray tell me where the hell the rest of the Greek Air Force was parked. Yes, it was. Guess who? So that's what they used with all of this high tech that are still in parking orbits around the planet, which I'm going to fix. I screwed up the one that was monitoring Kitty. I fixed it with oil. But I'm going to fix the rest of them. And if they don't stop this shit, I am going to destroy the planet Nibiru. I'm going to take it out of existence. Now everybody with it. Horus will get his people the hell off the planet and take on a new one, and I'll take that one apart at the goddamn seams. I've had it with them. They may not like it. I could care less. You can see the grief all over me. But study that jet. Get an idea that we're not dealing with just spiritual people. We're dealing with people that use psionic devices and psionic equipment. And yes, we're up to our neck in that stuff too.
Yeah.
Any questions?
How's Ty doing?
Love that silence. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. It is my time. Been a hell of a session here. As soon as we get off of the horn here,
My phone will ring somebody. Doesn't matter who, if you get through the busy signal, I'll be up for a little while. I'll be glad to talk to you. You got something private. No problem at all. Dave, let me try to call you tomorrow or the next day if I can get through at that time. I will handle that situation of yours.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
So until then, sir, you can basically wait and before you get any information. Can you hear me? Hello?
Evidently the mute was open. Anyhow, yes. If that's just my children.
Hello?
We'll have this recording posted in a few minutes. So those who do the
work. Hello? Bobby, Coco's trying to talk to you.
Good night.
Bobby.
Thank you.
Coco, I don't know what happened. Are you still there? Maybe I can answer it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you, sir. Okay, thanks, Diane and Shalom. What he basically says, he needs just to wait until he gets the information to us.
Wait until he gets the information.
Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Is there anything else from anybody who's still left?
No, thank you, General.
Well, then I bid you all a good night, too.
Okay, thanks, Diane. Thanks, Shalom. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Bobby?
Yeah, honey. You distorted, what?
Coco had a question, but I took care of it.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty much just wait until the rest of the information comes out and with respect to how to deal with the Nephilim. Let me go ahead and get this thing off. Oh, God, that was...